With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Proposals to loosen gun restrictions in Montana are being revived by Republican lawmakers who are undeterred that similar bills were shot down in past legislative sessions. Representative Randy Brodell of Kalispell presented his plan today to allow legislators to carry guns in the Capitol and on other state property. He stated,
"And so I think that having people that are able to shoot back, willing to shoot back, and I think it would be a wise decision."
The Montana Senate killed a similar bill in 2013, and a third measure in 2011 was stripped down to allow only security personnel to carry weapons. Likewise, Representative Bill Harris of Gwinnett resubmitted a bill vetoed by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock last session that would allow anyone who is eligible to carry a weapon to conceal it without the need for a permit. Brodell and Harris both say they don't know whether their measures stand any better chance of passing this session. Attorney General Tim Fox today said the city of Missoula cannot enforce an ordinance requiring a background check for most gun sales or transfers within city limits. Fox said state law does not allow cities to exercise any power that affects the right to bear arms. Cities can, however, prohibit the discharge of weapons within city limits and prohibit carrying weapons during public assemblies or at public buildings, parks, or schools. The Missoula City Council passed its ordinance in September. Missoula City Attorney Tim Nugent told the Missoulian he expected Fox to interpret the law the way he did. Fox's opinion has the force of law unless it is overturned by a court. The Montana Senate has rebuffed an attempt to strip a bill of language admonishing a judge for allegedly overstepping his authority. Senate Bill 131 would correct a mistake in a voter-approved medical marijuana ballot initiative that delayed the reopening of marijuana dispensaries. It also says the District Judge James Reynolds of Helena violated the constitutional separation of powers when he fixed the mistake in a ruling in December. Democratic Senator Sue Malik of Missoula attempted to remove that admonishment from the bill today. She says the Senate itself is overreaching by determining what is and isn't constitutional, which is the job of the courts. Her amendment failed after Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas said it is important for the legislature to stand up for the Constitution. The bill passed the Senate 28-21 and now goes to the House. Tough times continue for Montana grain growers. George Haynes, an economist at Montana State University, says farmers last year saw
grain prices in a free fall. Really a tough year.
Speaking Tuesday, Haynes said,
"Even barley prices that they were selling to Coors and to InBev, et cetera, had kind of propped up the grain market. At least those have been the good stories in the grain market. But even those are getting tough. There's fewer contracts out there this year. It looks like that's going to be a real challenge, I think, as we move into 2017.
Haynes' prediction came true the following day when two of the state's largest buyers of barley announced plans to reduce the number of contracts they offer to growers by as much as 60%. The Great Falls Tribune reported Wednesday that Anheuser-Busch and MillerCoors informed barley growers this year that they will only be purchasing a fraction of the malt barley they have in recent years. The two brewing giants say the decision was brought on by an abundance of barley harvested in recent years. The companies account for the purchase of nearly two-thirds of the barley grown in north-central Montana. Officials from the Montana Wheat and Barley Committee expect bid reductions to drop between 20 and 60%, resulting in a possible loss of more than $65 million in revenue. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. There's a new plan to restore the Yellowstone River following a 2011 ExxonMobil pipeline rupture. The spill leaked 1,500 barrels of oil into the Yellowstone, harming fish and wildlife and their habitat. In December, a federal court in Montana approved a $12 million settlement between the oil company and state and federal governments. At that time, a restoration plan was still in development. A plan to use $9.5 million for environmental restoration was approved today by Governor Steve Bullock and Attorney General Tim Fox. The plan calls for stabilizing riverbanks, establishing new fish habitat, and improving public access, among other things. The state is forming a recreation advisory committee to take public input on how to put the remaining $2.3 million toward specific recreational improvements on the river. A public meeting is scheduled for February 15th in Billings to discuss the entire plan and its implementation and address additional community concerns. Democratic State Senator Mary Sheehy Moe of Great Falls has resigned her seat so she can help her daughter care for her infant triplets who were born prematurely. Mo announced late last year that she planned to resign. Carl Donovan, chairman of the Cascade County Democratic Central Committee, says 10 people have expressed interest in finishing Mo's term. The committee will meet and forward the names of 3 nominees to Cascade County commissioners who will choose Mo's successor. Mo was elected to her first term in 2014 and was reelected in 2016. For Montana News, I'm Bo Baker.